Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Okay, well, Rabbi Matz, you have been a champion for school choice for many, many years. In 2010, you were in the front row when 5,000 people marched in Tallahassee to expand tax credit scholarships. So I think the obvious first question is, why is school choice so important to you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to have this conversation. I think it's really important. School choice, and listen, those are two of my favorite words. It really is important to us, to our community, the Orthodox Jewish community, because we as a community believe strongly in a principle that each child has to be educated according to their needs and in their special way. And part of the fundamentals of the Jewish faith is that it's the parents' obligation to teach their children and to educate their children. And as a result, that puts the onus of the education on the parent, and it gives the parent the responsibility. And therefore, you know, school choice also allows that the parent to fulfill that role of being the educator of their child by helping them choose the right institution, the right schooling to be able to accomplish that.
Okay. Well, I think you answered my next question. I was going to ask you, well, why is it that virtually all Orthodox Jews send their kids to private religious schools? So this is very much in line with your beliefs about parenting.
Absolutely. I mean, it's parenting. It's what we feel provides our children the background that they need to achieve success and being good citizens, and at the same time keeping a strong Jewish identity, which is the blessing of this country, really, that allows for all that to happen. And as parents, we feel that responsibility greatly. I mean, many of our families have multiple children, a lot of children. And as a result, you know, we feel that, you know, providing them the best education and allowing them that opportunity will truly help them succeed as they grow.
Okay. Well, many Jewish lawmakers in Florida continue to oppose the tax credit scholarship program, although I think it's fair to say that opposition is softening a bit or has softened a bit in recent years. Why do so many Jewish lawmakers oppose that kind of school choice, and why do you think that is changing a little bit?
Well, that's a tough question in a sense, because I'm sure, you know, each lawmaker can make a case for themselves why they personally feel one way or the other over the subject. But I think overall, if I were to give it a basic understanding, I think it's just a lack of education on the subject. I think they just don't fully understand the benefits of the school choice movement and what it allows the parents to accomplish and the children to achieve. I mean, it has an amazing effect on families and children all over this country when they are able to go to a school or an institution that allows them to be educated in the way that's best for them. And the success that they have and achieve is really breathtaking. And perhaps maybe because it's a lack of education on their part, it's a little bit of an ignorance of how important and how beneficial the school choice movement has been for these families and how it could play an important role in the future of this country, they oppose it. But as they see it and as they see these programs succeed and the way they have succeeded, I think that's why perhaps there's a movement towards understanding the benefits and therefore a little bit less opposition. At least that's my hope.
Well, is there also a concern out there that may be particularly strong among Jewish lawmakers about separation of church and state? I mean, I often hear that argument come up, and I wonder if that is, you know, something that Jewish lawmakers especially worry about.
I think that would be an accurate statement. I've heard that argument as well. Again, you know, this is... It really boils down to a misunderstanding of what the concept of separation of church and state really represents and stands for. And obviously, this is not the time and the venue to go into a lengthy explanation of what it really means. But it's true they do have that concern. But I think again, you know, the success of these programs will hopefully help them understand a little bit better why it doesn't conflict with those issues. You know, these are, you know, this is a clearly, you know, I'll put it to like this, you know, public school system wasn't around forever. You know, it's part of the way in which this country has evolved to allow for further educating its citizens, and that is a very important and a vital part of America, education. And they believe strongly in that, and they don't want to see that affected in any way. But on the other hand, you know, this is the concept of expanding education and allowing for that to, you know, to reach into people's lives, allowing them to choose what's in the best interest of their children, doesn't conflict with the Constitution. It doesn't conflict with these beliefs. So it's something that they hopefully will understand with time and learn to embrace.
Rabbi Matz, here's a bigger picture question for you. So some people strongly oppose school choice because they have this fear that, you know, more school choice will undermine society, will undermine democracy. The fear is that as a society we'll become, you know, more segregated, more separatist, more walled off from each other if we have more school choice. What do you think of those fears? How do you respond to those fears?
Well, I really disagree with them wholeheartedly. I mean, the reality is that an educated population is bound to be the force for greater democracy and greater embracing of unity in a society. I mean, look around. Tyranny always feeds off the uneducated. I mean, they keep the population as ill-educated as possible. Never have I seen historically where people are educated that education ends up being the reason for separatism, as you said, or creating a society in which people can't get along, or democracy is affected. On the contrary, you know, people who understand, who are educated and are able to succeed and achieve greatness through education are always going to make the right choices. And I believe this country is based on those principles. And therefore, I think that's it's just a scare tactic, maybe, or a straw man argument. You know, it's not really something to be concerned about. Democracy is the offshoot of education. And believe me when I say that sometimes faith-based education, if I may add that, considering that I am coming from a faith-based community, mm-hmm. actually helps enhance camaraderie and community and helping one another and creating within the individual the sense of responsibility for their neighbors, for the community at large. It brings people together. It teaches people standards, morals, values that are important to the society in which we live in, and actually will help increase, I think, the overall sense of patriotism and oneness in our country.
Okay.
So I can't disagree more.
Okay, well, here's a related question, and I know it's a sensitive one. In Louisiana last week, we had a state lawmaker who voted for the new voucher program who said that she now wishes she had not done so because she fears that state money will go to Muslim schools and promote Islam. So this is, you know, at least the fifth example I've heard in recent months where people raise concerns about vouchers or tax credit scholarships because Muslim schools are participating in those programs. So how do you view comments like that? What do you have to say about that?
You know, it's unfortunate. The reality is that it sort of misses the boat of why we believe in school choice. Ultimately, the argument and the whole mentality behind the school choice movement, in my opinion, is based on parental responsibility and parental obligation to educate their child. And each parent has that responsibility and also that right to educate their child as they see fit. Now, I know that people are going to make choices in life and parents are going to make choices that other people will find, you know, that they disagree with, they find distasteful, maybe they object to it. But ultimately, the argument can't stray away from the real issue here, which is parental choice the parental ability to choose which is the best place to educate their children. And ultimately, that's the fundamental issue here. So, you know, concerns like this, you know, are going to be out there, like there are probably for many other choices that parents are going to make for what's the best education for their child. But ultimately, I think that we can't allow these type of things to distract us from the ultimate goal.
Okay, one last question. Been doing this for many years now. Are you more or less optimistic about the future of school choice now than when you first were involved with these efforts, and tell me why?
Well, I'm definitely more optimistic. I think that the conversation has definitely shifted. You see now that this is a key platform issue, hopefully, in the upcoming election. I think that this is something that I've seen in my own community as the tax credit scholarship program has really made an impact in the Orthodox Jewish community here in Florida. I've seen the community itself become much more aware, much more involved, and interested in seeing this concept increase and pursue it in other areas. People are really waking up to this being an answer to a lot of the ills of this country, increasing education, helping create a better path for the future, providing children with all the tools that they need for a better tomorrow. I think that these are issues that everybody understands are vital to the success and the future of this country. So, you know, people are talking about it. People are seeing now for the first time the true benefits and successes of these programs. And you see other states are starting to adopt programs at different levels, but understanding that this is where the future holds. I mean, Virginia just signed into law such a program, and we see this happening and talking in all states. Blue and red states are understanding that this is the issue of the future. Education is the answer to many of the problems that affect this country, and I think that once this is settled, we're going to see that the school choice movement is going to really have made inroads, and it's going to make an impact for the future.
Okay. Well, Rabbi Matz, this is great. I really appreciate you taking all this time to talk to us today.
Well, it was my pleasure, and anytime, I really appreciate all that you do, and I look forward to other opportunities that we can speak.